In the mountains of southeastern Kentucky, a true crime story is playing out in real time. Last month, a local sheriff allegedly gunned down a judge in his chambers. It's a one-of-a-kind killing, practically unheard of in modern times in the U.S., and it has rocked Letcher County, where many called the judge and sheriff their friends. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from the county seat of Whitesburg.
Tyler Ward works as an attorney here. He was across from the courthouse when people poured out, screaming there was a shooter inside. Police in tactical gear rushed up Main Street. They passed the sheriff, Mickey Steins, who, Ward says, was walking around outside.
The entire time he never unholstered his sidearm whatsoever, which I thought was odd. I said, the sheriff doesn't seem too concerned about this. He's awfully calm, so either this is a false alarm or whatever threat is now over.
In fact, prosecutors say the sheriff was the shooter. Video appears to show Steins repeatedly firing at District Judge Kevin Mullins, who tried to hide behind his desk. When Steins was a deputy, he worked for years in Mullins' courtroom.
The sheriff was the judge's personal bailiff, so they and their families knew each other quite well.
After the shooting, the judge's wife arrived at the scene. Ward recalls her wailing as she tried to get inside the courthouse.
As I was walking down there, I saw the sheriff's wife sitting on the curb. I mean, she was just bawling.
Steins has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. The killing has reverberated across this county of 21,000. After all, the men were entrusted to enforce the law. Again, attorney Tyler Ward.
This really cuts to the heart of an ordered society, of democracy. People feel like we're standing on quicksand.
The killing also hits hard because so many knew the judge and sheriff. Wes Addington is a mine safety attorney here. He says, if you run for office in Letcher County, you need to campaign in the hills and hollers.
You might not know every person in the county, but you're going to know close relatives of every person in the county.
With the police unable to give a motive, the county's rumor mill went into overdrive. Ben Gish edits the Mountain Eagle, Letcher's weekly newspaper. The morning after the killing, Gish made a couple of stops on his way out of town.
Everywhere I went, people had the wrong information, and they had picked it up from social media that quickly, and the most vile accusations ever.
Michael Clark, a local preacher, went on Facebook to try to quiet speculation.
You know, you just really need to be praying and quit gossiping and spreading rumors, because you're going to be really surprised when absolutely nothing that you've been posting and saying is true or accurate.
Amid all the rumors, there are potential clues. At a preliminary hearing, Detective Clayton Stamper said the sheriff pulled his weapon after calling his daughter on the judge's cell phone. Stamper didn't say why the sheriff placed the call, but did say the sheriff made a cryptic comment.
When he was taken into custody, I was told by one of the other officers that were there that he made the comment, they're trying to kidnap my wife and kid.
Speaking to the Law and Crime Network, a cable channel, Steins' attorney, Jeremy Bartley, said one of the big questions is this.
What would make this man who has served so honorably in his community to get to the point where he felt the only thing he could do to protect his wife and daughter is to take action on his own?
Prosecutors have also obtained a deposition the sheriff gave 3 days before the shooting. It was for a suit claiming the sheriff knew or should have known his own deputy had coerced a drug defendant to have sex in 2021. The defendant said the rape occurred in Judge Mullins's chambers after hours. The judge and the sheriff denied any knowledge of the deputy's crimes, and it's unclear if that case and the shooting are linked. Either way, Wes Addington says the killing is certain to cast a long shadow here.
And that's because so many people are connected to it. And the lasting effects, you know, is going to be probably measured in decades and not years.
Addington is 47. He says when he's an old man, people here in Letcher County will still be talking about this case. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Whitesburg.